I'm pleased to present a familiar face, longtime Roanoke Park resident, CCI family member, and volunteer extraordinaire, Elaine Dechter. Elaine was on a similar stage 9 years ago, partnered with a CCI hearing dog named Tawny. After a successful career, Tawny is going to enjoy her golden years within the Dechter household alongside husband Chris, another CCI supporter. 9 years later, and CCI's hearing program has evolved in many ways. Training techniques and behaviors may change, but the benefits of these wonderful companions remain. Elaine's successor hearing dog, Noreen, can really do it all. Her sound work skills are superb. She retrieves items dropped, responds to hand signals, and has excellent etiquette. Benefits reported by longtime hearing dog users such as Elaine include, but are not limited to, increased self-esteem in social situations, the practical support that a trained hearing dog provides within the home environment, and of course, independence. It's official. Hearing dogs really do change lives. Tanya and Brian Whaley raised Noreen in Monument, Colorado, but presenting Noreen today is Jamie Winslow, Northwest staff. And the second class speaker this afternoon is our very own Elaine Dechter with Noreen.
Thank you. As members of the hearing class of May 2006, we have a lot of reasons to give thanks to CCI. Our instructors were just the greatest. Amy and Stephanie were very experienced with signal work, obedience work, and teaching us how to handle these great dogs that we received. The manual we worked from says set up for success, and they certainly did. They were constantly full of praise and very tactful with their suggestions to make our work better. We all had our favorite dogs in the beginning, and I don't know if everyone got the dog they thought they wanted, but within a day or two of the pre-matches, I was hearing from everyone there that I got the best possible dog for me. Of course, I got the best possible dog for me, so I don't know about the rest of them. I know that as much as I love Tawny, who's now quite happily retired, Noreen is just a great dog for me. She's very serious about her work, but she loves to have fun with it, as I do. And when it's time to play, she goes full out. But she seems happiest all to be a cuddle. My passion is creating textiles and fibers, and to me, life is about touch and tactile. And Noreen fits into that so well. It just amazes me. I also have to thank my classmates. Betty always had a funny story to tell, often on herself. And Jack would start our day off and with sharing a joke he'd found from his file of clippings. It was great to watch her and Jack working together, laughing together, and supporting each other in this. Tracy and Lisa were just a great mother-daughter team. And they kept us all laughing at their antics as they'd roll their eyes. You can't get too serious with Lisa in a room with you. And Tracy was always full of enthusiasm, a zillion questions, a contagious laugh, and a very happy attitude about it all. Of course, special thanks to my husband, Chris. He was always supportive and loving, and he likes to cuddle too. And he was a great training assistant, keeping me from making things too complex in our training system, in our training sessions. And he was always willing to discuss the lectures and readings with me to make sure my understanding. As part of our final testing, we had to teach the dogs a new sound. This was to be done on our own and no assistance from the instructors. And I think poor Chris was more nervous than I was about it. I want to thank the entire CCI staff for providing such a pleasant and restful environment. Thank you, volunteers, for the great food and saving us having to run around and prepare our lunch or go off and buy something somewhere. There are so many details to organizing and running a team training, and it still seems to get done 6 times a year in a very smooth and trouble-free fashion. I know that nothing in life is trouble-free, but you sure kept it that way for us. There's so much preparation done with this team training, from the initial interviewing to designing the curriculum, breeding the dogs, raising, training, socializing the puppies, and playing matchmaker. I thought Tawny was the greatest dog for me, but I find myself just in awe of these younger dogs and their alerting skills. It's almost like power steering compared to driving a stick shift. I am so thankful for the support system here. The breeder caretakers help each other in caring for their dogs and for the puppies. The puppy raisers support each other, and CCI provides support for them and their role of creating these furry little miracles for us. There is support for puppies that graduate and those that don't. Those that become ill, those that go on to retire. As a graduate, there's support in keeping up my training with my dog and finding a home when retirement comes about. I have yet to come across some kind of issue with training, behavior, working the dog, access, care, feeding, or health care for these dogs that CCI hasn't been right there encouraging me and helping me. I don't know any other organization I can say that about. Last of all, I want to thank our dogs. They are so much more than just a dog and more than a furry medical appliance, as my husband likes to joke. They've made it possible for me to do things besides sitting at home waiting for someone to tell me when the phone is ringing or someone's at the door or having to wait till someone gets home to walk me around the block, because I can't do it without falling flat on my face. So thank you, one and all, for this miracle that's a CCI dog. And most of all, thanks for putting up with us.